on, you bobbies.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
Ah, Louis Armstrong, and When the Saints Go Marching In, a fitting tribute to the Saints, also known as Chalfont St Peter FC, in the Isthmian South Central League. The club was established in 1926 and initially played in local leagues, but in 1948 they joined Division 2 of the Great Western Combination and were runners-up in their first season. They initially played at Gold Hill Common before moving to Mill Meadow, also known as the Playing Fields, on Gravel Hill in 1949. A stand was built in 1956 and a small amount of terracing built behind one goal, which later had a cover installed. The ground currently has a capacity of 4,500, of which 220 are seated and 120 covered. Their best FA Cup performance was the third qualifying round in 1986, 1999, 2013 and 2015, while their best FA Trophy performance was the third qualifying round in 1990 and 1992. They reached the semi-finals of the FA Vars in 2009 and their record attendance was 2,550 against Watford in a friendly in 1985. Most goals scored was Eddie Sedgwick with 148 and the most successful victory was 10-1 against Kentish Town in the Spartan League South in 2008, but their heaviest defeat, however, was 13-0 against Lewis in the Isthmian League Division 3 in 2000. Chalfont are kitted out in red and green when at home, and Canary yellow and black when away.
Steven.
Well, here we are then at the home of the champions, Bracknell Town, for the encounter between Bracknell Town and Chalfont St Peter's. Today's the day when the trophy is going to be presented, so a little bit of a party atmosphere, and on the basis that the league was done last week, quite relaxed atmosphere as well. So we'll start first of all with the team sheet. It's just come in. I'm joined by Sophia. I'll do the home team first of all. So we've got in goal Michael Ecop, number 2 Anthony Cheshire, number 3 Caden Genovese, number 4 Temi Awika, 5 Dan Bayliss, 6 Scott Rees, 7 James Clark, 8 Michael Atkinson, 9 Dave Tarpey, 10 Mikel Platt and 11 Seb Bowerman. On the bench we've got George Knight, Andy McLeish White, Ephraim Burden, Andrew Afusu and Zidane Akers. Over to Sophia.
On the away team, Michael Angensu, Alicia Noel Williams, Brandon Callu, Prince Cadolo, Elliot George, Bodgen Stolbushkin, George, Josh Bourne, Stephen Powell, Isaac Moeen, Chris Regis, X-Horse Ditto, Harry Bailey, Bruno Gomes, August Court, Ali Mujal and Jordan Juna.
Well done. And can you just do that number 6 again for me? Just we missed it there.
Bodgen Stol.
No, we won't then. Come on, you Robins.
You Rob song.
We'll be right back.
It's half time at Lower Meadow, 2-0 Bracknell, and we have our major pundits, Steve the Gaffer Whitty and James the Captain Birdseye, to give their views.
Well, here we are, 2-0, and yeah, as always, look, we're just dominating this. It feels like a friendly, if I'm honest. We're passing the ball around, scoring the odd goal, having a little bit of a sing-song in the sunshine. Just how football should be. What do you think, James?
It's just so enjoyable to watch a game and genuinely not care about the result. It's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, they've come out, they're playing really well. The sun is out here, it's just fantastic, absolutely beautiful day, and yeah, I just think some really entertaining football for me this half. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I guess when you're really into a team, really sport team, of course we enjoy our football, but it's that whole thing of, oh, were we going to win the league? Yeah, okay, mathematically we knew it, but until the fat lady sung, she has sung, as you rightly said to Bobby, and it's lovely today.
And I think we better mention the goal scorers, won't we? So first of all, we had Dave Tarpey with the first goal, a nice little finish, and second one, and I've got to say I'm delighted for the lad, Mikel Platt. First start back after a long injury, of course came on a sub last week, and a nice little finish at the near post. Delighted for the lad, really am.
What about that foul on Dave Tarpey with about 8 minutes to go?
Yeah, that wasn't the only one, to be fair. There was a couple of fouls out there. No cards so far, which I'm surprised was. We saw Caden slammed into the hoardings at one stage, and you're right, that foul on Dave Tarpey. I think there could have been a couple of cards, but look, it's a bit of a carnival atmosphere. I think we're just all waiting for the trophy at the end, don't we?
That's very, very true. I think the refs let the game flow. The thing is that once you start getting the cards out, you've got to start getting them out for everything. So yeah, I think he's done a good job.
Yeah, I agree. Well, come on you Robins, let's wait for that trophy.
Come on you Robins.
Well, it's full time here, and the final score, Chalfont St Peter 0, Bracknell Town 5. Here at the Lower Meadow, Sandhurst, and I have to say, Bracknell Town were always in control, and with the thought of lifting the league trophy after the game on their minds, they were very buoyant, with goals from Dave Tarpey on 8 and 59 minutes, Mikel Platt slotting home the second goal on the match, 31 minutes, and a brace from the boy wonder, Seb Bauman, just after the restart, and right on 90 minutes, sealed the Saints' fate. The players, management and coaching staff will now meet pitch side to be presented with the league championship trophy. Congratulations, Championes.
You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. Midfielder Scott Rees.
Scott Rees, top man. So, what does it feel like to be a champion?
Yeah, it feels really good. Like I said last week, I've had two before, but never as a champion. So, going through the playoffs is great, but this is different class. It really is.
Fantastic. And I hear you had a job this morning as well.
Yeah, look, that's the life of a non-league player. You know, you've got to go work on a Saturday morning, then turn up and go put in the shift on Saturday for your team.
Did you finish it off?
Yeah, I got finished just in time. It was tight, but yeah, I did it.
All kickboards in place?
Pardon?
All the kickboards in place?
Oh, don't talk to me about kickboards. I've had enough of kickboards, honestly. They ruin my life.
Basically, all the kicks you want to do on this pitch?
Yeah, I do a lot of kicks as well. And like normally it's at an opponent out of frustration. But yeah, that's about right.
Well, like I say, from the bottom of my heart, it's been a pleasure.
He's a pin-up boy, you know.
He is. He's been absolutely fantastic to be following the Robins, especially you as my top man midfielder.
No, it's lovely because you lot actually really do get involved, and it's nice to get to know you all on a personal level. But obviously this is for you guys, the fans.
Fantastic.
But I'll go home with the winners' medals because I'm a champion.
Fantastic. Well done.
See you later, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. Assistant manager Mike Cassidy. But we've been promised to do this interview for all season, and we've not actually got to do it, Mike. So give me a bit of your background. I mean, where did you start in football?
Yeah, so I've been with Bob for 6 years now. I was his first team coach at Wealdstone. and at Hungerford, and then obviously when we moved to Bracknell a couple of years ago, I was then obviously offered the chance to become an assistant manager. So before that, obviously played myself, just sort of playing around step five, step four level with various different clubs, but always been interested in the coaching side of things. And when I got the opportunity to go work with Bob, I had to move on. So a lot of people raise their eyebrows because I retired playing at like 27, but for me, the opportunity to go work with Bob was much better than continuing playing on. And the decision has been justified as the success that we've achieved together over the last 6 years. So
yeah, it's been fantastic. So what was the last club you actually played for?
Last club I played for, that's a great question, Woken Embrook, I think it was. So I've always played around the local clubs. Come up against Sebra a couple of times and had him in the back pocket, so I knew what to work with when I come here with Seb. I love playing, but coaching's always been my passion. I actually got to know Bob when I was coaching at Reading, when he was working at Reading, and that's kind of how our relationship started. And then from there, it's just obviously gone from strength to strength.
Well, we did it, Mike. I've been promising it all season that we'd actually get an interview with somebody who's one of the, you know, the backbone of the club, and we've done it. So I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate you, and thank you for
all the best.
Thanks.
Striker Mikel Platt. Mikel Platt in official merch.
I am indeed.
Kinnell Mikel.
I am.
How are you feeling after this another victory and the league champions?
Yeah, I'm buzzing. It's a crazy feeling. I don't really have words for it. I'm happy. Just glad for the boys. Obviously, I've had ups and downs this year, but to be back involved today, starting my first game back, and to lift the trophy, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling.
Because I mean, you have had a fair amount of injuries this season, so you know, to come back and finish the season off in style is pretty admirable.
Definitely, definitely. Hopefully, I could just keep playing as much minutes as I can for the rest of the season. And keep helping the boys. We still got targets to hit for the rest of the season, even though we won the league. So hopefully we can just hit those targets.
There was talk of like 100 plus points for the season. Is that possible, do you think?
We got a target. It's not 100 plus, but we definitely have a target. And hopefully, if we hit that target, we'll break the record.
And I hear your brothers were here today. Yeah. How many you got?
I got one older brother. Then I got cousins with me today. Got friends with me. Got other friends who used to play with me at my previous clubs. So yeah, I'm glad that they all came down to support me and I put on a show for them. So yeah, I'm happy.
Fantastic. So a family affair then?
Exactly, it is, of course.
Just like Sly and the Family Stone. Hey. You remember that song?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, no. That one. It's a family affair. Check it out. Nice talking to you, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Left
back, Caden Genovese.
Louder.
Caden Genovese! Kagan Genovese!
As long as you stay here for next season.
Bracknell Town Manager, Bobby Wilkinson.
So Bobby, it's official. The fat lady's packed her bags, gone home. She's done a pub. What about you?
Already started on next year. This is a special day for me today. With what's going on with this football club is very special at the moment.
Gaffer told me we'll win this f***ing league. I'm in one it. And I just want to say thank you. He's the best manager I've ever had in my life. Not only has he made me a better football player, he's made me a better man, and I thank him for that. It's a big thing. We trust each other being this season, and look where we are now. We're about to break an Isthmian record. 22 clean sheets, and I f***ing love him. Everyone in the changing room calls him my dad. He can f***ing
love you. What am I meant to say to that? Listen. People like him is why I do this. I try to make people better people as well, but this football club is something special. I can't thank Kane and his family for what they're allowing us to do here, and let's hopefully we can have many more successes in the next few years together.
Many thanks. Well, you've made me a better person because at least I can conduct a decent interview now.
Yeah, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Bobby.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Come on, you Robins.